season. And it's a new day. Fresh anointing. Not the old stuff, not the old stuff. Fresh anointing. Somebody say, this is fresh. It's flowing my way. Right now is a season of power. Let the weak say, I am strong. And prosperity. Let the poor say, I am rich.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for new seasons. We thank you for new seasons. Father, we bless your name and we honor you on this morning, for this is the day that the Lord has made. God, thank you for waking us up this morning in our right mind and giving us a mind to want to run on and see what the end is going to be. Father, we thank you that this is a new season. Good morning, and good morning. I'm going to ask if you have the television or something on to go ahead and mute your line for us on this morning. Amen. It's a new season. It's a new day. Fresh anointing is coming your way. Fresh anointing is coming your way. Well, you know God is a great God, a mighty God, a faithful God. He's brought us safely. Amen. Through our first full week of 5 a.m. prayer in this new year, to God be the glory. Amen. He kept us. Amen. He protected us from all hurt, harm, danger, that seen and unseen. Great God that you are, we bless you this morning and we magnify you. We give you praise and we glorify you. Before we ask anything of you, Father, we lift you up and exalt you, for you are worthy to be praised. Glory to your name on this morning, Father. So before we do anything, y'all know how we like to do it sometime. Bless the Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together, for he is truly worthy to be praised. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Is there anyone excited about Jesus? Is anyone grateful this morning that he woke you up and gave you another start? Amen. Amen. Go ahead and take 30 seconds and let him Amen. Know that you're grateful this morning. Before we Amen. Dare ask Hallelujah. Anything of him, let's lift him up. Ah, let's magnify Hallelujah. The Lord on this morning. Exalt his name together. Great God, great God, great God that you are. Bless your name, Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus, you are a great God. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you, we bless your name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name. None like you, Father. There is none like you, Jesus. Hallelujah, none like you, none like you, none like you. We can search high and low, and still there's none like you, Father. Still there is none like you. Glory to your name. What a great God you are. Thank you, Jesus. Well, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will continue to rejoice and bless his name, for he is worthy. He's brought us to this day. Amen. Amen. So over the past few days, God has interrupted routines, disrupted what could not continue, formed us in hidden places, and aligned us with his will. And so today is not the conclusion of the matter. Today is just a crossing point. Mm-hmm. God is inviting us to walk forward, not because we see the full path, but because we trust the one who leads us. This Amen. Amen, because we trust the one who leads us. So he interrupted our routines. He disrupted what could not continue. He formed us in hidden places, and he aligned us with his will. And so today we embrace the new beginnings as we're walking forward in faith, as we're walking forward in faith. Amen, new beginnings, walking forward in faith. And so as Jackie prepares to come on this morning, just allow me a couple moments to share with you that remember that 2026 is about reset, refocus, and being reignited, right? We're answering the call through formation. And so this month, January, we came with the mindset of saying, Lord, disrupt what can't go forward. Disrupt what can't go forward. Therefore, we looked at it from the perspective of what I just said, interrupting our routines, disrupting what could not continue, forming us in those hidden places, and then calling us into alignment, pulling us into alignment with his will for our lives. And so once the interruption, the disruption, the formation, and the alignment takes place, now we're positioned to do what? Move forward, to walk forward in the newness of what he's called us to. I'm excited about Jesus for 2026, y'all. New beginnings require release. If anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Just want to let you know that we cannot carry yesterday into tomorrow and expect something new. Mm-hmm. New beginnings ask us, as we move into this new season of our lives, new beginnings ask us to release our old mindsets. And I think we mentioned that earlier this week. It asks us to loosen our grips on all those things that held us captive, right? Disappointment, setbacks, whatever it is, we have to loosen our grip. Let that stuff go, right? And then let go. Listen to this. Let go of identities that no longer fit who God is shaping us to be. I'm going to say that just one more time. Let go of identities that no longer fit who God is shaping us to be. You are not what people say you are. You are not what people think you are. You are not the, you are not your mistakes, your challenges, your issues, your traumas, they do not define who you are. So this is where sometimes we have to dig a little deeper, you know, talk it out with the therapist, whatever we need to do, but we cannot hold on to identities that does not serve us well if we want to move in the fullness of who God is calling us to be. Amen? So we have to let go of identities that no longer fit who God is shaping us to be. So if there's some conflict going on in your inner self, come on, if there's some conflict going on with understanding who you are and whose you are and what he's desiring of you, then there's a reason to pause. We go back to Monday, pause, of whatever day it was, pause. It goes, takes us back to that moment of pause. If there's if there's internal conflict in who you are, where you're going, what he's doing, pause. Because you have not, obviously we have not connected or identified or embraced who God says we are, right? So there's a reason to pause and reflect on, guess what? Reflect on what the scripture says. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. That's when we begin to affirm and declare what the Bible, what the word says over our lives. Because if we declare it enough, come on, you're going to begin to walk in. My pastor says it this way. I'll never forget, we had a conversation. It was a deep conversation. And I was talking about some things that I had was experiencing and how God was manifesting. He said, Bridget, you walk into what you say. You walk into your words. You walk into what you say. And those things that I have been saying and confessing and believing, and I begin to walk right into them. So that's why sometimes I would say something over and over. June, I have to keep going back. I began to say, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. Had no idea why I kept saying, I'm not afraid. But I promise you, I've walked right into that where I understand it so clearly from the growth in what God is trying to do. I'm not afraid of this new season. I'm not afraid of this new season. I decided that I'm going to walk in it boldly, confidently, with my head up, my shoulders squared, with confidence, not in not in myself, but because I know who I am and I know whose I am. I am not concerned about the left or the right, but my posture is to look straight up, straight ahead. Amen. So if there's some internal conflict and you moving forward in what God is requiring of you in this year, pause. Pause. Amen. Pause. Pause. New beginnings, walking forward in faith. It's a new season, declares what today invites us to, and that's to step into the manifestation of what God has been preparing us for throughout this whole week of interruption, disruption, formation, and alignment. It's a new season coming to me. It's a new day, fresh anointing flowing my way. So, Father, as Jackie comes, I pray fresh anointing over yours, your sons and your daughters. Fresh anointing. Fresh anointing. Father, help us to walk forward in faith, not looking back at what was interrupted or disrupted, but trusting that your timing has now aligned us for what's next. And it is so in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, Lord.
Oh,
yeah,
Lord. bless you, God. How we thank you, how we praise your name, God, for you are so great and greatly to be praised.
Yes,
from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, God, your name is to be praised.
Yes,
and God, we have come on this Friday morning, hallelujah, January 9th, God,
yes, Lord,
to magnify you, to praise your name, hallelujah,
yes,
to
hallelujah.
Give you thanks, oh God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We give thanks.
Thank you,
we
Jesus.
Give thanks with
thank
a grateful
Jesus.
Heart
thank
unto
Jesus.
You. You who love us. You
yes,
who
yes,
keep us.
Yes,
you who yes. cover, shield, and protect us. You, God, who
oh, God.
Breathe your breath into
come
our
on.
Lungs this morning.
Yes,
oh,
yes,
God,
yes.
we open up our eyes to
yes.
see yet.
Come on. Yes.
Yet. Another day, oh God, hallelujah, another day that
yes,
you have made, and God, we are rejoicing,
yes,
and we
yes.
are glad in it, hallelujah, this new beginning, a new
yes.
physical day, oh God, hallelujah, with new mercies, oh God, that we see, and it's because of your mercies that we have
yes,
not
yes.
been consumed, God,
yes.
great is your
yes,
faithfulness.
Yes.
And
yes,
so
God.
We rejoice, oh God, in this day that you purposefully,
yes,
that
God.
You purposed for each and every one of us. You gave us this gift, God, calling us for this appointed
yes.
time, a
yes.
divine gift,
come
a
on.
Gift.
Come on.
Of today, God, hallelujah, calling us to be joyful, to rejoice,
yes,
oh God,
yes,
and be glad in it, glad and rejoice because we trust you. We trust the plan
yes,
that
yes,
you have
yes.
for our lives, oh God, hallelujah. All this
yes.
week we've been talking
yes.
about, hallelujah, you
come
disrupting
on.
What can't go forward, God,
yes,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
You brought us forward to this
yes,
day, oh
yes,
God,
yes.
hallelujah, and we are glad. We are glad celebrating this
yes.
day, oh God.
Yes.
God,
yes.
you made everything that there is in
yes.
this day.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In Genesis says, in the beginning, you created the heaven and earth. You created the sun, the moon, the stars.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And
yes.
it was good.
Come on.
So this is a good day. No
yes.
matter what we encounter, no matter what circumstance we come in contact with, God, you are still good, and everything that you make is good. Your plan is good. Your plan is perfect, oh
yes,
God, and
yes,
we
God.
Find victory and
yes,
strength
Jesus.
In what you have called to be, oh God, hallelujah. God, we embrace this day, hallelujah, with gratitude, with intentionality
yes,
to
yes,
do
yes.
God. What you have purposed and planned for us to do. We have
yes.
faith.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. Faith in who you are and who
yes,
you have called us to
yes.
be. Hallelujah. You're transforming, shaping,
yes.
creating, molding, making, oh God, us, hallelujah, to be your worshipers,
yes,
your
yes,
instruments
yes.
in the earth, oh God, so
yes,
that the world will see and know you, oh God, moving forward in
yes,
faith.
Yes,
faith,
yes.
oh God,
thank
that
you,
no matter what we come in contact
come
with, no matter what we come up against, faith that you, God, are with us. You promise never to leave us nor
yes,
forsake
yes.
us, to be our very present help. So we trust you, God. We
yes,
have
yes.
faith. We trust the steps that you have ordered for us, that
yes.
you have laid out,
come on,
that
come
you
on.
Have purposed. You position and
come
God
on, come
we
on,
thank
come
you, Lord God,
thank
for the purposing,
Jesus.
For the positioning, oh God, that we can move forward.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
according
yes.
to your word, according
yes,
to your will, according to your way, oh God.
Thank
so
you,
God,
Jesus.
We thank you, Lord God.
Thank
we
you,
thank
Lord.
You for the blessing of this day, for being our strength like no other.
Come
for leading, guiding
yes,
us and directing
yes.
us. Oh
yes,
God, for
yes.
giving us the opportunity to let our light shine, your light shine through us, oh God, as we move forward step by step, we thank you that we make this journey with you by our side, that there is nothing impossible for you, oh God. So we thank you, Lord God,
because you
are in us and we are in you, God. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus that loves us, that strengthens us. So this beginning, as we march forward, oh God, we are in the Lord's army. I think about the song that the children used to say, I'm in the Lord's army.
Yes.
I'm in the Lord's army.
Come on.
We are soldiers.
In the army of the Lord,
in the full armor of God, in the Lord's army, to move into formation, into formation.
Come on.
As I remember when I was in school, God, I was in the ROTC and the drill team, and so we had to move in alignment and formation that we could move forward with precision.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Purposeful.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Aligned to what the commander tells us to do. And so you, God, our commander in chief, we line up in formation, aligned to do what you have called us to do.
Yes,
aligned to be who you have called us to be, fearfully and wonderfully made. Hallelujah. In you, oh God, are your workmanship created anew. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My sister said this morning, 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away, and behold, all things become new, God. The transformation in you, God. In your word. Hallelujah. We continue to hide your word in our hearts, oh God, that we can be transformed mind by the renewing of our mind in your word. In your word. So as we move forward in faith, God, we take up your plan.
Come on.
Hallelujah. We take up your position. We answer the call. Hallelujah. Yes. As the song played as we were going out, will your heart and soul say yes?
Yes.
Our heart this morning
says,
yes, Lord, I trust you. We say, yes, Lord, I obey. Yes, Lord, I will follow you. We have decided, hallelujah, in 2026
that
we're not going back. We're moving ahead. We're moving forward in you because you made all things new, and we are moving forward.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Doing a new thing that you have called us to do, ready us to do, preparing us for something that we wasn't ready for in 2025. But God, we stand today ready, willing, and able to move forward and trusting in you with all of our hearts and leaning not unto our own understanding, but in all of our ways, acknowledging you for you. Hallelujah. Direct our path, and we submit this morning, and we surrender our will to your will.
Hallelujah.
As 2026 continues to move forward, we're moving forward in you. Hallelujah. In your strength, oh God, for you are our strength like no other. In your step, hallelujah, that you have ordered for us, that you have laid out, and we will move. Humbly submitted, surrendered unto you. We walk by faith and not by sight. So we look unto you, our guiding light, the author and the finisher of our faith. We look to you from which all of our help comes from. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God.
Thank you
for another chance to say yes. We thank you for another opportunity
Chance. Yes, Lord
to
Jesus.
Do your will, your way, in your word. Hallelujah. Order our steps.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
yes, God.
Lord.
In your word.
In your word.
Lead us. Guide us in your word. Hallelujah. Wash our hearts, oh God, in your word.
In your
show
word,
us how to walk in your word. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Talk
you,
in your word that we can be all that you have called us to be, even before you placed us in our mother's womb. God, I thank you that you knew us and that you knew that this day would come to where each and every one of us would be positioned here in this 5 a.m., 4 a.m. hour on developing hope,
thank you, Jesus.
Ministry,
yes,
monthly
yes,
prayer call. Hallelujah. And so we thank you. We thank you for how you position Evangelist Bridget, and we thank you for those that have aligned in the call. Hallelujah. Of developing hope ministry.
Thank
we thank you.
Thank
for
you,
there
Jesus.
Is always hope.
Yes.
In Christ Jesus. And that's what we want the world to know, the world to see, developing hope as they come to know Jesus,
Lord Jesus.
And walk
Jesus.
In his word, oh God. We want to show them the light and the love of you, Lord, that
Lord
there
Jesus.
Is nothing too hard for you and that you love
Jesus.
Us right where we are.
Yeah.
So we thank you, Lord God. We thank you that
thank
we
you,
will
Jesus.
Be bold and we will be strong.
Yes.
For you,
yes.
our
yes.
God, is with us. We're
yes.
walking in faith and we're walking in victory as
yes.
we move forward
yes, Lord Jesus.
In you.
Yes.
As
yes.
you make all things new, step by step, moving forward.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
We thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Bless your name,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
God,
Jesus.
Great God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name, Father. Glory to your name, God. Great God that you are. Great God that you are. God, thank you for interrupting our routines and disrupting what could not continue and for forming us in the hidden places and aligning us with your will. And Father, now calling us and beckoning us on in you, Father. Thank you, Father, for your faithfulness. For yes, great is thy faithfulness. And Father, where you lead us, we will follow. This is our testimony that you are a great God, a faithful God, a mighty God, a loving God. And yes, we're not going back. We're moving ahead. Oh, here to declare some things, Father. We bless your name. Y'all, there's so many songs in my head right now that we cannot dare play them all. But where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. Great is his faithfulness. Amen. Great is his faithfulness. And no, I'm not going back. I'm moving ahead. I'm here to declare. Anybody declaring some stuff this year? Amen. Listen, what we declare, what we say, we walk into. I never forget that. We walk into what we say. So what are we going to say this year? Amen. What are we going to say? This is the day that the Lord has made. While I want to play all of those songs this morning, I can't. But I'm going to conclude with one that I think is inclusive of everything that we have experienced. Amen. Because when it's all said and done, there's nothing left for us to do but to give God all the praise. Amen. And so before we do that, I thank God for each and every one of you on this morning, on this month, as we have set our attentions for 2026 on reset, refocus, reignite, as we answer the call through formation. In January, our focus this week was, Lord, disrupt what can't go forward. Because in order for us to go forward, we have to, you know what, it came, I think it was yesterday, maybe the day before, Dr. Jackie said, you know, she brought up dead weight, and we began to reflect on what it is to carry dead weight, and I think she said we can't carry dead weight, we can't have dead weight, and I visualized trying to drag a dead person or a dead something or something lifeless with me, and the weight of what that will be like, right? So anything that's not serving us needs to be disrupted, amen, needs to be dismantled, so that we can be free in light, amen, to carry the weight that we need to carry, the weight of the Spirit, the weight of the Word, amen, so that we can be free to carry the things that is going to get us to our place, to our destined place in Him. So, amen, for interruption, disruption, formation, and alignment, as we today, amen, have our new beginning as we walking forward in faith. Amen. Anyone want to briefly share as we prepare to conclude on this morning? Anyone at all as we prepare to conclude on this morning? Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to start by saying this is Angela's birthday month. So before she even says anything, I'm going to say happy birthday, Angela, right?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yay.
Amen.
Good morning. Amen.
Good morning. Good morning. Before we go to that, I just had to get that out. Before we go to that, anyone want to briefly share before we conclude on this morning? Not going down.
Good morning. Oops. This is Sister Andrea, if y'all can hear me.
Yes, we can. Good morning, sis.
All right. Good morning. I'm just asking for prayer this morning. This has been a beautiful week.
Amen.
A beautiful week of prayer, and I'm asking for prayer for my husband this morning.
Amen.
He has a procedure, and we are praying that this procedure will help him with some physical issues he's having.
Okay.
So I just ask you to take him before prayer. Thank you
Amen.
So much.
Amen.
And I am a January girl before y'all ask.
All right, so we got Angela and Andrew. Amen. We got the A's going. So, Andrew, when is his procedure?
It'll be at 10:30 this morning.
It's today, 10:30. Amen. I'm set. Okay,
yes.
I got you. Amen. We got Rick covered. Amen. Anyone else before we move forward this morning? Anyone want to share briefly?
Good morning. Carla.
Hey, Carla. Good morning.
Good morning. I want to ask for prayer for Tiffany. She's having surgery to remove her thyroid on the 27th of this month.
Okay.
And my dad, he will be turning 80 on
wow.
this month also. And to please keep all the Davis family, because in the Davis family we're having a few family members are having some health issues. So please continue to keep them in your prayers, as well as Brenda Palmer.
Will do. Got it. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Pastor Willie, good morning.
Good morning. I want to praise God for the new year.
Amen.
That I'm alive.
Amen.
Above the ground.
That's
I praise
right.
God for your prayers.
Amen.
Please continue praying for my family. We've had a death in my home, a 28-year-old, Riley's father. Riley, the little baby.
Yeah.
Riley.
Mm-hmm.
Her father died just before Christmas.
Mm.
And he was here in the house, 28
mm.
years old.
Wow.
And then mm. I've had some other deaths, and it seems like this year
mm.
I'm going to funerals or
mm-hmm.
I'm going to home goings.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
God has given me strength
mm-hmm.
and keep me in your prayers. But keep my family, my health,
yeah.
my health in your prayers. And
amen.
I praise God for this year, for this day, for your word that you're giving us, the word of life.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So we got Pastor Willie. We have Andrea. We're praying for her husband, Rick. Amen. Tiffany, thyroid on the 27th. Carla's dad turning 80. We continue to cover the Davis family. And Brenda Palmer. I believe it was Palmer. Yeah. Pastor Willie family. And just covering them for the transitions that they have experienced. Amen. And anyone else want to briefly share this morning as we move forward?
Yeah,
good
morning.
Okay, look, I hear Glenda. Let me go. Let's go with Glenda. Hey, Glenda.
Good morning. My sister friend and my grandchildren's other grandmother, pray for her. She has lymphedema in both of her legs, and it has been a challenge for a couple of years now, but she's standing in faith. They told her they wanted to take one of her legs, mm-hmm. and everything had gotten better. So it has returned. Mm-hmm. So she still believes in God that this lymphedema, she needs to go to the hospital, though. My daughter is a nurse, and she told her she needs to go to the hospital. Okay. So that she goes to the hospital, and she's treated, and she will not lose either one of her legs.
Okay, got it. Amen. Amen. Anyone else?
Yeah, Sister Bridget, good morning. Sister.
I think I heard Sandra Gadsden.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
A prayer for my niece. Her name is Patrice, and she's just encountering some personal and some emotional struggles. So just join me in prayer for her, for clarity, and for renewing her relationship with Jesus.
Clarity and relationship with Christ. Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Anyone else next?
Sister Bridget.
Good morning.
I think I heard Ann, did I hear you? I mean, I'm sorry, Patricia. I'm sorry, I'm supposed to call her Patricia.
You know, you were talking about your song list.
Uh-huh.
Well, add one more. Because she lives.
Yes, I can face tomorrow. Come on.
Yes.
Because he lives,
yes.
I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know. Is that the one you're talking about?
Who holds my future.
Ooh, yes. Oh, Jesus. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sis. Because he lives.
Let me know that I'm going to run on in his name.
Mm-hmm.
To see what the end is going to be.
Come on.
And this week alone, I mean, I've been on the prayer line for a couple months now.
Mm-hmm.
But this week alone has given me a new insight.
Amen.
His love for me and mine for him.
Amen.
So because he lives.
Amen.
I'm going to run on.
Amen. To God be the glory, y'all. That's my eldest sister. She's got me by 10 years. Amen. To God be the glory. I thank God for my sister. I think my other sister on. Janet, are you on? Yes, she is. Good morning, love. Let me just give a testimony. To God be the glory. There is no greater joy, well, one of the great joys of life is when you have served the Lord, and then when those that you love dearly support and understand and know that what you're doing is for real. You know what I'm saying? And so for my blood to be on, my niece might be on. I didn't see. No, their church is having prayer this week. She sent me a thing that her church is having prayer this week, the beginning of the year. But my niece, when my blood is on with me, that's a affirmation, and that's a strength. I get a strength and an encouragement for that. So let me just say this: continue to live the life before your family. I'm believing one day y'all gonna hear my son's voice on here. I'm putting that out here, January 2026. There will be a day that you will hear my son's voice on this prayer call. Amen. So I'm gonna thank you, Father. that's my prayer request. I'm going to ask that you all agree with me that Gregory Lee Sanders will find his way to the prayer call. Amen. That is my prayer. So, Ann, I thank you. My sister's name is Patricia. Patricia Ann, I've called her Ann all of my life, and I don't think I need to stop now because that's just the way family is. Amen. So, Ann, I thank you for being you. I thank you for just being you. Janet, I'm not going to say, just give out your nickname that I call you, but I love you guys tremendously, and you guys have blessed me this past year more than you realize just by connecting and upholding, and I know you're praying for us and developing hope, and I thank and I appreciate you for that. I just needed to pause and let my sisters know how much I value them. Amen. Anyone else this morning before we move on as we continue?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey,
good morning.
This is
Natalie.
Good morning, Natalie. Good morning, Natalie.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Natalie Davis, and I thank God for the person who requested, "Because He Lives, I Can Face Tomorrow."
Oh, Jesus.
I thank God for that song. I thank God for you all singing that song. That really realigned me this morning. But I just ask you to continue to pray for my father as he as he is still here.
Yeah.
And I thank God for every day that he is still here. Mm. I thank God for this phone call that since my mother passed in 2021, that he has faithfully called you guys.
Yeah.
And it has blessed him.
Mm.
I know that because he always says, "Did you get on the call?" When I have overslept. But
yeah.
I just wanted to say thank you, Bridget, for your ministry, and thank you for all that you do in your ministry, and I just wanted to ask for prayer for him and pray for my brother's salvation, that he return to the Lord as he knows, and just pray for our family at this time. Some of our family has been sick, and they aren't able to see him, and it is a little stressful for those individuals. And so I just ask you to continue to pray our strength as we grow in this season as a family.
Yeah, amen. Natalie, thank you for speaking up, because one of my notes here is I was going to. I've looked on this list this week, and today when I went down the list, and especially when Pastor Willie spoke, I miss seeing Elder Davis's name on this list. So we are praying for him. We will continue to pray for you and the family, believing for salvation for your brother, as I do for my son. Amen. We will do that. Amen. Next, anyone else? I think there was someone else.
Yes. Good morning.
Yes. Good morning.
Let me see. Did I hear Daphne?
Yes. Good morning. I want to say thank you for the prayers from my daddy, J.B. Brantley, and continue prayers. He was released on yesterday. He does have congestive heart failure.
Mm-hmm.
He refused the surgery due to his age of 83.
Mm-hmm.
And he decided to take the medicine.
Okay.
So just continue to keep
on
prayer.
Amen. Amen. We'll do J.B. Brantley. Amen. 83. To God be the glory. Amen. Who else? I think there was someone else.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, sister.
Good morning. Is that Pauline?
This is Pauline. Yes.
Good morning, sis.
Yes. I just want to echo the sentiments of Sister Natalie. I really appreciate and thank God for you for this ministry, because it has been an excellent blessing to me. And I just want to ask you to continue to do what you do for the Lord. Just keep on keeping on for God. I'd like to ask for prayers for my family. Lift up my husband, Marlon Rogers. Right now, he's in a place where God has to show up in him.
Okay.
Only God can do it. So just please keep him lifted up. My daughter, Tanya Lee, and the rest of my family. My my sister's aunt was just rushed to the hospital on Sunday. Mm-hmm. They found a clot in her heart, mm-hmm. and she is doing better, thank God. She's doing mm-hmm. better now because mm-hmm. she was released from the hospital okay. yesterday, Amen. But Amen. She's still going through. And Amen. Her husband is also with health challenges. Their okay. name is Patricia and Peter Ford.
Patricia and Peter Ford, okay. Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Got it. Amen. Anyone else? I think it was Sharon Johnson. Sharon, did I hear your voice?
Yes.
No,
good
it's
morning.
Brandy.
Hold on. Go ahead, Sharon. Sharon Johnson. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Sharon. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. Good morning. Can you lift up Tanya Henderson with Live International? Yesterday, she took her daughter, but she was going to Mexico for missionary assignment.
Mm-hmm.
And the message we got, she collapsed. Mm-hmm. So she's in the ICU. She was rushed to the ICU.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get anything further. They said she's sedated, but okay. we're going to get further information this morning. So please lift her up in prayer, Tanya Henderson.
Tanya Henderson.
Yeah, thank you.
Good morning. Brandy?
Good morning. Lift up Trisha Alexander. Today she's her son is being funeralized today,
mm-hmm.
her 27-year-old son.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so. Just please lift her up today.
Mm. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Anyone else want to share this morning before we move forward?
Hi, Sister Bridget.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Whose voice hey, is that? Marlene.
Hey, Marlene, how are you?
I'm good. Thank God for the prayer this week. I enjoyed every bit of it. Yeah. Although I missed 2 days, but thank God for those three.
Amen.
Can you lift up my sisters in Jamaica? They're going to funeralize their mom on tomorrow. So lift them up in prayer for me, please. And my cousin who is in the hospital with a heart problem and kidney, mm-hmm. please lift her up also. Thank you.
Kidney, your cousin, right?
Yes, her name is Laverne.
Amen. Okay, got it. Amen. Anyone else this morning want to share before we move forward? Amen, 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 amen. Anyone else before we move forward?
This is Sister Debbie. Good morning.
Good morning, Deb.
I'd like to ask a prayer for my sister. Her name is Gwendolyn Anderson,
mm-hmm.
and she's waiting to be admitted to a rehab facility, and just pray that the Lord would make a way for her or just give her favor wherever that facility may be. She's been in the hospital for, I think as of today, it's been 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the hospital can't do any more for her. So I just desire your prayers for her. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Gwendolyn Anderson.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Anyone else this morning? Amen. Amen. So there are a lot of prayer requests. Jackie, you might not have got them all, but I'm going to just kind of mention them. And Jackie, if you can just cover, you know, do a covering. And I will type this up at some point. Within the next 24 hours prayerfully and send it to our prayer team, amen, and as well as put it on my prayer wall. I'm back to my prayer room and understanding the impact, the power of prayer, and so I will type this up. And so we have Andrea, we're praying for Rick, for her husband, his procedure at 10:30 this morning. Carla, we're praying for Tiffany and her thyroid procedure on the 27th. We're praying for her dad as he turns 80, their entire Davis family, amen, as well as Brenda Palmer, Pastor Willie and her family, amen, and just covering them and strengthening them for all the deaths that they have experienced, amen, and baby Riley's father. We're just praying for that whole, the mental state of even dealing with all of that, amen. Glenda, her sister friend, amen, who needs to go to the hospital for leg issues, right? I think it's lymphedema, amen. So we're praying for that situation. Sandra's niece, Patrice, amen. Personal, emotional stability, amen. We're praying for clarity for her, amen. And then we're praying for the relationship with Christ, relationship with Christ. Amen. If I miss something, just chalk it up to just trying to write fast. Amen. We're thanking God for my sisters. Amen. We're lifting up Natalie and her family, Elder Davis. Amen. As they continue to look after and be an encouragement, amen, one to another. We're also praying for her brother's salvation, amen. We're praying for Brand, for the request of Brandy, for Tricia Alexander in the funeralization as they prepare to funeralize her 27-year-old son, amen. We're praying for Daphne's father. We're thanking God for him as we, for his life of 83 years, as we, J.B. Brantley, as we pray that the medicine will do what it's designed to do, amen. We're thanking God for Pauline, and we continue to pray for her family, amen. And we're covering the men, the husbands, amen, Marlon, amen, that God will show up, amen, in a way that he cannot deny him, amen. Her daughter, Tanya, I think it was her aunt who have the heart, the clot in the heart, amen. Patricia and Peter Ford, amen. Sharon Johnson's prayer request of Tanya Henderson, amen, who's now in ICU. We just pray that God will intervene and manifest himself in a mighty way, amen, on her behalf. Merlene, her sisters in Jamaica, as they funeralize their mother, amen. We're also praying for I believe it's a cousin who had kidney issues. Amen. We're praying for them as well. We're praying for Debbie's sister, Gwendolyn Anderson. We know God to be the way maker. And so we're calling on God. We're calling on the way maker today that he will make a way for her to get into the place that he wants her to be in, so that she can come into a place of health and wholeness. Amen. If I miss any, just let me know. But I think we kind of covered all. Did I miss anyone? Amen. Jackie, please.
Father, we just bless your name, and we thank you, Lord God, as all of the prayer requests have gone forth and have been called out, and even those that we did not hear audibly, God, we know that you are a God who knows all and sees all. You hear and you answer our prayer. So, God, if you would do as only you can do, heal where the healing needs to be. By Jesus' stripes, we are already healed. Mm-hmm. So if you would just show yourself mighty and strong in every situation that has been called out, healing, deliverance, restoration, comfort, oh, God, thank you, heart fixing, mind regulating, whatever the problem, there is nothing too hard for you. So we thank you, God, now that we trust you to move in the midst of your people as only you can, God.
Do what you do as only you can, God.
So we thank you and we praise you in advance for the healing, for the deliverance, for the restoration, for the comfort, oh, God, for the strength. Oh, yes, the strength like no other. So we thank you for being our healer. Jehovah, you are more than enough.
Yes.
And so we praise you and we thank you.
Yes,
God. As you cover, as you comfort, as you strengthen. In the name of Jesus, that name that is above
every name. We thank you, Lord God, and we bless you.
Bless
in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen. Birthdays, Angela, Andrea, Carla's dad. Are there any other January birthdays on the line this morning?
Yes, Brandy.
Brandy, hey, yeah. Brandy, what day is your birthday?
The 21st.
Andrea, your birthday was the 2nd, right, or the 1st?
Mine was the 2nd, Poindexter.
Oh, Dr. P was the 2nd. Andrea, when was yours? Is she still with us?
Hers
she
was
might...
the 1st. Hers was
okay,
the 1st.
Okay, it was the 1st. Yeah, I thought
mine
it was
the
1st. Okay.
The 1st, I'm sorry.
Okay, that's okay.
And mine is the 2nd.
Who is that? Poindexter?
Mary. No,
Mary. Oh, Mary. Yeah, y'all did all have birthdays. Mary's the 2nd. Poindexter, when was yours?
The 2nd. Me, Mary, and Karoma have the same birthday.
Oh, wow, y'all. Amen. Angela, yours is the what? Angela, when is yours? The 20th? What date is yours?
The 30th.
The 30th. Okay, you're the end of the month. Any other January birthdays? Got a lot of January birthdays.
This is Christy.
Christy, when is yours?
No. My dad, my brother's birthday is the 27th, and my dad's birthday is the 28th.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Y'all been some celebrating people. Any other birthdays? Any other January?
This is Jackie. My granddaughter's birthday, Callie, is the 13th.
Jackie, how many grandbabies you got?
12.
12, because I'm going to say she got a birthday every month, I think, right? Them grandbabies.
Almost.
That's beautiful. Amen. Anyone else? Amen. Jackie, you want to go ahead and sing happy birthday to Angela, Andrea, Carla's dad, Brandy, Poindexter, Mary, Christy's family. Amen. It's represented on here. And Hallie, amen. You know what? I had not heard the name Hallie for a long time. My grandmother's name was Hallie, I think, right? Yeah. I hadn't heard that name in a long time. Amen. Go ahead. I'm sorry. You just made me think about
amen.
That. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. God bless and keep you. Happy birthday, January birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Hallelujah,
happy
hallelujah.
Birthday.
Happy birthday, ladies. Happy birthday. Listen, y'all, whatever you do this month, make sure God gets the glory. Listen, if you're not sure what direction you're supposed to be going in, reflect on this week's prayer. Amen. I'm going to ask someone to mute. I'm getting a lot of feedback, unless I can see where you are and mute you. There we go. Thank you. Reflect on this week's prayer. If you want this week's prayers, send me a text, because I can send them to you. I would send these. I typically don't, because this is, but I would send these out just as a point of reflection and starting our year. Yeah, we need to do that. If you want this week's prayers, let me know. Send an email to info@developinghope.com. Don't text me, because it's better when I get on the computer and I can just kind of just do what I need to do. Send an email, and I will send them to you this month as a foundation for living out this month, amen, and even as, living out this year. So therefore, when interruptions and disruptions come down the road, you can reflect on, you know what, God, I'm already prepared for that. Because guess what? There will be interruptions, disruptions, interruptions. We didn't get to interruptions, but all of this, the disruption, the interruption, it all falls under, what was my word, y'all? Disruption. It all falls under intervention. No, that's not my word. Jackie, what was my word I gave you yesterday? Jackie Jones. It all falls under intervention. He's intervening. All of that is intervening, but it's another word I'm looking for. It just won't come to me right now.
How about alignment?
No. I got it written down, but I just didn't. Interruption. It may be intervention. It's intervention. All of this is intervention to so that he had to step in.
I may send that to y'all when I send the thing, and I got notes here. But all of it is intervention, right? Because somebody has to intervene. You know, we get comfortable in doing things the way we want to do them. If someone doesn't step in and intervene, we find ourselves going down that path is not necessarily for us, right? I think it's intervention. But anyway, whatever you do, make sure God gets the glory. I will package these where they can be sent out so we can have them for the rest of the year and reflect on them, because God is desiring for us to live in the fullness of whom he's created us to be, and we won't be caught off guard by nothing that's thrown our way as we put on the full armor of God. If you're not familiar with that text in the Bible, I'm going to encourage you to read what it is, putting on the full armor of God, amen, so that we can be prepared. We won't be caught off guard. We won't be caught unprotected, amen. This is the day. I thank God for each and every one of you. This is the day the Lord has made. I choose to rejoice and be glad. Thank you for starting the year off with us this year, and I don't know any other way to go out except for total praise this morning, amen, total praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And in it all, Father, I will lift my hands in total praise no matter what come my way. Yes, 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 because you are.